Chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord, Stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command you to speak to them, do not diminish a word. It may be they will listen, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may relent of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doings. You shall tell them, Thus says the Lord, If you will not listen to me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you, even rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. It happened, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him, saying, You shall surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant? All the people were gathered to Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and they sat in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spoke the priests and the prophets to the officials and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy of death, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Now therefore amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, look, I am in your hands, do with me as is good and right in your eyes. Only know for certain that, if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves, and on this city, and on its inhabitants, for of a truth the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then rose up certain of the elders of the land, and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Morishtite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be ploughed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord, and seek the favor of the Lord, and the Lord relented of the disaster which he had pronounced against them? Thus should we commit great evil against our own souls. There was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah the son of Shemaiah of Kiriath-Jearim, and he prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men, and all the officials, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death, but when Uriah heard it, he was afraid, and fled, and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, Elnathan the son of Achbor, and certain men with him, into Egypt, and they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. But the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.